What's up, guys? Welcome back to Gen Alpha Talk. In today's episode, I'll be talking about the metaverse. How will it impact our lives? The change of Facebook's name to Meta came as a bit of a shock to the world. However, the keynote given by Mark Zuckerberg demonstrates that Facebook is expanding beyond a reality we can touch and feel. This shift is bigger than what Facebook represents, and hence Meta was born. The potential of the metaverse is that we could build a world that allows each of us to express our best selves. That is a brief explanation. Zuckerberg demonstrated what the world could look like, using both virtual and augmented reality as a daily part of our human experience. There are many parts of the metaverse worth exploring, but here are a few predictions of how it will change the way we work and drive a social evolution towards a more accepting society. We will begin to express ourselves in new and exciting ways. We will start to see radical self-expression in these environments as people learn how to manipulate the virtual world around them using tools made for creators by creators. If you don't have time to create your own world, you can explore the worlds of others and even potentially use their creations as your own. Every person will have a character that represents themselves in a metaverse called an avatar. We will learn how to express pieces of ourselves through these avatars in ways that we may not have been able to test out before. Imagine the ability to try on different skins and how that might help you hold on to more confidence in the metaverse. The goal is that it will translate back into real life. If you have more confidence in the metaverse with your custom designed avatar, having more confidence in real life more easily becomes a byproduct. This will open the door for each of us to express ourselves more deeply, and it will allow people to bring all of themselves to work. As all types of avatars become accepted, I hope we as humans will be too. We will become a more accepting and tolerant work culture. One of the biggest challenges of large-scale cultural acceptance is unconscious bias. Every single person has some form of unconscious bias that gets demonstrated through their actions at work. We've done a lot of work as a community to address this, and more work needs to be done. However, in the metaverse, I expect these unconscious biases to begin to fade away. It will be much harder for isms to coexist in a metaverse where projections are a mere fragment of who we are. The ability to switch avatars makes it difficult for these biases to hold as we will begin to understand that someone's outer skin doesn't affect their full state of being. We can forget there's still a human behind the avatar, and we can't forget that. After all, imagine a world with radical acceptance as we start to celebrate the differences in our avatars that leads to more acceptance of our embodied selves. Creators who have the skills to create some of the more robust environments and avatars will certainly lead the way in expanding the definition of what it means and look like to be a human in the metaverse. But ultimately, I imagine this convergence of technology and the real world will accelerate our ability to accept each other as we are. Work will feel like play. Imagine a day in the office where you teleport yourself to Shanghai for a meeting with your lead engineer, to the Poconos for a meeting with your boss, and to an imagined fairy tale land for a meeting with a vendor partner. The ability to teleport ourselves to drastically different real and imagined worlds for meetings will add a creative flavor to our day. We'll get to experience places we've never seen before while being completely immersed in an environment. We won't just be looking at the place where the meeting is held. Instead, we'll be living and experiencing it as if we are truly there. The pure creative power that will be available will help us all expand our imaginations. Well, goodbye boring conference rooms and hello collaboration destinations. I have more. This is not the end, alright? So today, I'll just let you guys take a look at how the metaverse will impact our world just a little bit more. Alright, the metaverse could potentially use virtual reality, as we know it now, to immerse users in an alternate world. Well, while the technology is still being developed, companies like Meta say they are building and improving these devices. Meta's Oculus Quest now, in its second model, is one such device. When you're in the metaverse, when you're in a reality, virtual reality headset, you'll feel like you're actually sitting in a room with someone else who can see you. You can see all of your nonverbal gestures, who you can respond and mimic. It's like a real world. Immersive worlds and creating online avatars is nothing new, as games like Grand Theft Auto Online, Minecraft, and Roblox, especially Roblox, have already created virtual universes. Meta's announcements last October aims to go beyond entertainment and create virtual workspaces, homes, and experiences for all ages. What's happening now is the metaverse for social media without gaming. The new metaverse is designed to support any type of social interaction, whether that's hanging out with friends or having a really full-blown business meeting. While the excitement around the concept of the metaverse is rapidly growing, bringing that vision to reality is still years away. People are building it in slow bits and pieces. We don't know exactly how people are going to use the metaverse, for bad or for good. Experts say companies are making sure they're prepared once the change takes place. I think no one really knows exactly what shape it's going to take, but you need to make sure that they're at the forefront of it. The possibilities of a virtual world where everything is supported by lines of code could open new avenues seems for companies diving into this new venture. The opportunities are limitless, and based on how Americans have adopted an increasingly digital life, the change is already taking place. Walmart announced earlier this month it will step into the virtual world, providing currency and allowing customers to buy and sell NFTs. Over the next 5 years, you're going to see metaverse technology become real, concrete, and simply playable, said CNAT editor-at-large Brian Cooley. I think it's going to be impressive, but I think it's going to have many flavors, and not just one. A Pew Research study from March 2021 found that 31% of Americans were almost always online, while 79% were online several times a day. Miney said the recent patterns show how people are starting to shift away from physical to virtual goods based on the time spent on apps and games. In the metaverse, you will still have the stupidly expensive design of Gucci trainers to be able to show that, yeah, look, I'm doing well with myself, even if it's just a line of code. The effort is required to make that world a reality, however, could be extensive. Many people in the US still don't have access to high-speed broadband connections, and not just the US, the world. The price of reliable VR hardware could be high. But the hardware is becoming more affordable and accessible as new technologies are developed, and I believe everyone in the world could get one of those in the future. Like every day, the promise of this virtual land is increasing, so like a person's willingness to pay is going up and up and up, and if at the same time that hardware is getting cheaper, there probably will be a point where there's a mass adoption. With a high demand, the need for innovation is even higher. Meta announced on January 24th is developing a new AI supercomputer, describing it as a building block towards bringing the vision of a metaverse to reality. The AI Research Supercluster, or RSC, will help Meta's AI researchers build better models that can learn from trillions of examples, work across hundreds of different languages, seamlessly analyze text, images, and videos together, develop new augmented reality tools and more, Meta said in a statement. Ultimately, the work done with RSC will pave the way toward building technologies for the next major computing platform, the metaverse, where AI-driven applications and products will play an important role. Virtual interactions offers enticing financial opportunities for big businesses, but they also raise concerns over the impact on users and safety of its users. Find out more about this later or in my previous episodes. I can't remember what I said, but it's good stuff. Shout out to Jose, thank you, hit the like, subscribe, and share button, and I will see you guys next time. Goodbye.